Corn higher on USDA report day, but beans and wheat lower. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank, and the review is brought to you by Purple Wave Auction, where farm equipment finds new life. No reserve online auctions with the local touch you trust and the national reach you need. PurpleWave.com. Sold means sold. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. I grabbed that from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Markets close to even and mixed before the noon Eastern Time WASDE update from USDA, the World Supply and Demand Estimate update. And the markets didn't react a whole lot after that report. However, as trade went on, beans and wheat got a little bit weaker. Carl, the report itself, not a real big newsmaker.
No, not at all, Andy. Matter of fact, when you look at corn and soybeans, the only change that we really saw was a 50 million bushel increase to old crop exports carried straight through to new crop. Was actually a little bit positive for new crop. Trade had been expecting maybe to see a slight increase in our new crop carryout. So pretty positive there. Soybeans as well. Trade been expecting a 5 to 10 million bushel increase in ending stocks. We came in 100% as expected. And as last month, 350 million bushels on old crop carryout, 295 million bushel on new crop. Both of those in a rationing position did help out the soy complex a little bit today, although we didn't see enough support to get back into the green. Most of that came out from late in the day. Some concerns that we'll see a cut to the U.S. biodiesel blending in the biomass proposal moving forward. So that did weigh on soybeans. Bigger pressure actually coming to the soy complex from the Goldman roll. That put new crop soybeans down just a couple cents. Spot market down 8 to 10 cents during the session. Looking at the wheat balance sheets quickly, not a lot of changes there either. A 25 million bushel increase to exports that cut new crop ending stocks down to 898 million bushels, slightly less than trade was expecting, but not enough to give that complex support.
Where do we go from here looking for news to prop up a market that is really struggling right now?
We've got about 2 weeks here that we're going to see a lot more positioning start to build for the end of the month. June 30th, stocks and acreage report. Trade already looking to see what we'll be doing to especially corn acres after the delays we've seen in the eastern corn belt. Looking out at the western corn belt, it's a lot more on weather out there.
Comments from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number 989-506-1587.
Hi, this is third generation farmer and agricultural law attorney John Schwarz. Did you know removing trees and tiling on your farm could have you run afoul the USDA swamp buster provisions, which carry substantial penalties? I've seen very small violations of less than an acre carry over $1 million in penalties. Don't take on the USDA by yourself. If you have a wetland violation or a wetland technical determination that you don't agree with, give me a call. For almost 20 years, I've been helping farmers navigate out of the USDA swamp. Visit thefarmlawyer.com to find out more.
On the Hat Thursday market review, up just a little in corn. July ends at 438 and a half, a penny and a half gain. September up an even penny, 426 and a quarter. Dece 3/4 higher, 440 and a half. And down in beans, July 8 and a quarter lower, 1042 and a quarter. August 1041, 4.5 cents lower. Novi loses 2 cents, 1027 and a quarter. July wheat 526 and a half, 7 3/4 down. The meats were quiet and mixed. August live cattle $1.07 lower, 216.95. July lean hogs up a nickel, 108.90. Track the markets anytime. HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Ian DeEubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm radio network.